Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Elliot Shore Parks is with us for Tuesdays with Elliot. I appreciated your speech at the beginning of this.
Tried. I just want him to feel good about himself.
And you are Team
he
Jack.
Should. I am Team Jack.
All right.
Yes, I'm not jumping ship.
Yeah, we're going to win this one.
Joe, you work with Seltzer, though.
Well, it's not James or Jack.
I know. I'm just saying James has attached himself to the morning
yes.
show.
Yeah, it's fine.
But again, once I win baseball, he'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Joe. Jack, you're so good.
What do you mean?
You're so good. You're and so good. And then you wonder why people are rooting against you. You're like, how could he jump ship? Mock him.
Well, I'm disappointed in him. Because the whole time in the lead up to this, I love James, but the whole time in the lead up to this, he's like, Joe, you have no chance. And you could tell he was cheering for Jack. And then as soon as Joe is telling the story, James is like the peanut gallery over there. I was like, ah! It was like the Beatles had come to America for the first time, or it was like a believer when they first saw Justin Bieber in person. It's like, oh, Joe! Oh, it's so amazing! It's just like, everybody's dead. Everybody's dead. Seltzer's dead. Rhea's dead. Gilio's dead. Hugh, and look, I already knew Hugh didn't like you anyway, so it's not surprising.
But he was doing fine.
Should people have to sit on different sides of the crowd? Again, the
oh,
game.
Like a wedding?
Like a wedding, yeah.
Like a wedding?
We should get a little Team Jack, Team Joe.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is Zach Wheeler underappreciated? 80.3% say yes, 19.7% say no. I was thinking of you last night as Zach Wheeler was dominating yet again. Did you have Wheeler ninth on your list or seventh?
I think it was eighth.
Eighth?
I think it was Joel 10, Bryce 9, Zach Wheeler 8.
And then Quinyon Mitchell right ahead of
Quinyon
him.
Quinyon 7, correct. Yeah.
Why is that? Because he's a winner?
Yeah.
Right.
That silly little Super Bowl he won impacted my opinion.
He won by himself.
Yeah. Well,
he's just a cornerback.
Zach Wheeler is a great player. Yep. Zach Wheeler will be like a footnote as of now in Eagles history. If you look at the other great Phillies players, we all have one moment we could say, this was his great moment. This was his great moment. Zach Wheeler is great. I would actually compare him a little bit to Trent Cole in the way that Trent is the second best defensive end of all time, but there's no great moment you remember Trent for. You remember him for being a great player.
Second best defensive end of the Eagles all time?
In sacks. I think he's number
two. Oh, yes. Ranked number two.
Yeah, number one's BG. But second most sacks. Trent Cole's a phenomenal player. But with Zach Wheeler, what's the thing I'm remembering other than him being great? Well, Cliff Lee, they didn't even win that World Series, but he at least has game one in New York.
Right, sure.
Zach Wheeler lost both of his starts in the World Series.
He did. He lost both of his starts in the World Series. Yet still, for 5 years,
he's been great. Absolutely. Yeah. But the guys that I put ahead of him, like Quinyon, they have accomplished something that the city will always remember.
Okay, that's fine. So is every Eagle ahead of Zach Wheeler?
Hold on. What was Quinyon Mitchell's moment?
Yeah, what was his big moment?
Well, so he did have an interception in the playoffs. But he last year was the best cornerback and was, I would argue, maybe the number one reason the defense turned around. Not the number one player, but maybe the number one reason the defense turned around from what they were the year before.
You're doing mental gymnastics.
I'm not doing mental gymnastics. How?
Quinyon Mitchell has had one good year.
Correct.
One good year. Zach Wheeler has been, for 5 years,
I agree with you on
one
that.
Of the two best pitchers in the National League.
I agree with
so
you.
So he deserves to be higher. That's
no,
it.
But
it's, this
it
is the Eagles'
like
elitism
you,
stuff.
No, no,
this is
no,
dumb.
No, no. I just don't think you value the playoffs enough.
Of course I value the
it
playoffs.
It doesn't feel
and
like
Zach
that.
Wheeler's play, that. Zach Wheeler's playoff ERA is like 2.2.
Yeah, he's been good in the playoffs, but they haven't won anything.
Well, but okay. So what matters? Does it matter that how Zach Wheeler performs in the playoffs, or does it matter? Because Zach Wheeler, by the way, in a divisional series, could throw two shutouts, two nine-inning shutouts, and they could lose the series.
They could.
Right? Which has nothing to do with him.
It doesn't.
He
you're
can
right.
control what he can
but,
control.
But
so if the Eagles had lost to the I don't know, if the Eagles had lost
let's
to
say the Rams.
The Rams,
yeah.
That wouldn't have been Quinyon Mitchell's fault.
I agree with you.
Right? So like let's have a normal
but I think,
adult conversation
but I think
about
I
what
am.
They're responsible for.
I think
for.
I am. I don't need to go into hypotheticals to make my point. The Eagles didn't lose to the Rams. Zach Wheeler hasn't won something. Like you could argue he's being unfairly punished for it.
Who's a better player all time, Brian Dawkins or Quinyon Mitchell?
I would say Brian Dawkins.
But he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Agreed.
Okay, so why is Brian Dawkins ahead of Quinyon Mitchell?
Because I think Brian Dawkins was way better than Quinyon Mitchell.
Okay, so Zach Wheeler is also way better than Quinyon
but
Mitchell.
Brian Dawkins also created more memories for this city than Zach Wheeler did. Would you agree with that?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, so, and again, why? Because of postseason. I agree with you that it's maybe unfair, Zach. I think Zach Wheeler has pitched well enough where he should have more memories, but he just doesn't. He just doesn't.
Okay, so then
what's the, what, all right, let me ask you, what's the moment you think of with Zach Wheeler?
No, there isn't
yeah,
a not, moment.
But I think that's telling, though.
No, it's not telling.
I think
but it's
it is.
Consistent dominance.
But
that's
every other
issue.
Great player, we can name a moment.
If he threw a shutout against the Mets, and by the way, he almost did, right? Yeah. What did he do? 8 innings or what? Let's say this coming postseason, mm-hmm. they play, I don't know, the Padres in the first round. Right. I don't know, whoever it is. He throws two shutouts and they lose the series. Nobody will think of those moments as like, oh my God, those are the best
right.
moments.
This is what hurts Joel. To me, this feels a little bit like the plus minus argument for Joel, where it's Joel's been good in the playoffs, but when he's off the court, they lose, and so he has no great moments.
Right, and if
and
Joel,
an unfor-
by the way, if Joel was healthy, if they, right,
if.
Right now, but if he was,
yeah.
he would still be ahead of Quinyon Mitchell on this list, even without any of those memories. Of
probably.
Course he would.
Yeah, yeah, he would be.
Of course he
that.
Would,
yeah.
which is the same reason why Wheeler should be ahead of him.
No, but the difference is that Wheeler, first of all, Embiid has been here longer. I think he's been better than Zach Wheeler has. He doesn't have it. He doesn't have the moment Zach Wheeler does. I agree. Or he doesn't have any great moments. I agree with you on that. But I just think you are under-prioritizing the postseason, and maybe you could argue I am over-prioritizing it, but you can't, like, yes, well, Zach Wheeler's been great, but he doesn't.
But well, your argument doesn't hold up, because you just said.
Well, it doesn't
said,
have to be a consistent rule for everything.
Well, sure it does.
I don't think it does.
If nobody thinks, Joel Embiid, you know, one of the five best players in basketball when he's playing?
Yeah.
Okay, Zach Wheeler, one of the five best pitchers when
yeah.
he's.
Now
okay.
he only plays one-fifth of the game.
Okay, but then he plays all of that game. He has more effect on one game than any everyday player has on any game. I mean, it's true.
Yeah, okay. When he plays, you're saying.
Yes.
Right, but if you talk
which
about...
Which is why pitcher WAR is higher or as high as everyday players.
Right, but Quinyon Mitchell also plays more. Now, Zach Wheeler has more of an impact on the game. I
of
would
course,
agree with you there.
Of course.
Right.
So if Joel Embiid would be ahead of Quinyon Mitchell, were he healthy,
yes.
So should Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler, again, one of the five best pitchers in baseball. Joel Embiid, one of the five best players in basketball.
So let me ask you, why do you, because I don't think I'm in the minority here.
Sure you are.
About
Quinyon Mitchell?
No, about Zach Wheeler.
In what respect?
Well,
he was number three.
But I don't think people view Zach Wheeler as an all-time great Philly they'll always remember.
He was voted the number three athlete in Philadelphia.
He was. So
okay.
But you're the one saying he's underappreciated.
By idiots like you.
So, I'm the reason. Like, yes, he has been a great player. But if you're saying he was voted number three, then I don't get the issue here.
I'm talking about you.
I am talking about you. I value the Super Bowl, and I think you're undervaluing.
Okay, then why'd you have Kyle Schwarber ahead?
Because I wanted
Quinyon
to make a
Mitchell.
Statement about Kyle Schwarber okay. being undervalued.
So why didn't you have Zach Bond on your list?
Yeah,
I forgot Zach Bond. I would swipe out Devontae if I could do it again.
He won the Super Bowl,
he also won the Super Bowl.
And he got a touchdown.
Honestly, I think you could make the list all Eagles if you wanted.
Okay,
I think you could.
I'm surprised he didn't.
Yeah. Well, that's not how I felt.
Eagles elitism.
It's not Eagles elitism. No. It's you guys are undervaluing the postseason. No. You do it with Jalen. No. You're doing it with Zach Wheeler.
Zach Wheeler is good in the postseason.
Yes, but he's not won anything. He's not. He has not. And you can blame his teammates, but he's still not won anything.
Yes, but it matters when I'm talking
about great players. I need to look at them and go, what have they done?
Quinyon Mitchell's been in the NFL for 1 year. And he's a cornerback.
And he's already won more than Zach Wheeler has.
Oh, my God. You're such an idiot.
No, it's not.
But you keep saying it's only one year.
Zach Bond. You're right.
But he already said he left.
So did Devontae Smith. Why is Devontae Smith not Jordan Davis? But why is he not ahead of Zach Wheeler?
Because I think Zach Wheeler is great. I do. He is great.
But Devontae Smith, do you not value winning?
No, I value winning.
Devontae Smith's done more here than Quinyon Mitchell has. Well, of course he has.
Yeah, he probably has. I would agree with that. I mean, Quinyon, you keep saying it's only 1 year.
It is.
Yes, it was. But Quinyon was unbelievable for the 1 year. I don't hear you say it's only been 1 year for Zach Bond. Why should Zach Bond definitely be on if it's only a year, but Quinyon for 1 year shouldn't?
What's
the difference between Zach Bond and Quinyon?
Because Zach Bond was better than Quinyon last
year. I don't know if that's
year.
Definitely true, number one.
It's definitely true.
I don't think it is definitely
true. One was a candidate
true.
For Defensive Player of the Year,
yeah,
one was not.
They got that one wrong. I think Quinyon...
No.
Hold on.
Who was better last year?
Zach Bond.
Okay.
But let me present my Quinyon case.
Yeah.
He played over 1,000 snaps.
I love Quinyon, but he wasn't better than Zach Bond.
Of all the cornerbacks that played over 1,000 snaps, he had the second best grade in coverage. He was out there every week, consistent. The biggest issue with this team going into last season was the secondary on defense. The secondary was a disaster in 2023. The number one reason it turned around was because of Quinyon and his ability on one side of the field.
That's not the number one reason it turned around.
He was out there
when they were bad.
At best, he was the third
best. In 2023?
No, I thought you meant early in the season. To me, the defense turned around when Cooper DeJean
became a starter. Well, when Jalen stopped turning the ball over.
At best.
That's nothing to do with the defense.
Well, put him in better situations.
By the way, at best, Quinyon Mitchell is the third best player on the defense. Sure. Last year.
Who you're saying Bond definitely?
Yeah, Bond definitely.
Yeah,
Jalen Carter
are the top two players.
I don't think so.
You're crazy.
No, Jalen Carter might be, but I think you're undervaluing what Quinyon did. Quinyon was a corner. First of all, corners get paid more than linebackers, which shows that the league values them more.
We're talking about who made plays last year.
Hold on, here's the thing. Quinyon shut down top receivers week after week.
He did. And shut down is a relative term. So that's not like nobody caught the ball on Quinyon.
But very few did. I'm just saying.
What I'm saying, Elliot, is he didn't travel.
I agree with that.
Against number one wide receiver. Yep. So let's get that out of the way first.
Agreed.
So it's not like he played against the number one receiver every snap.
I agree.
So and Quinyon did a great job. I'm not saying he didn't.
Right.
But I think you're overvaluing what he did last year. You could play a solid corner and break up passes or what have you, but unless you're getting interceptions and all these other things, how do you quantify that?
So I understand my argument.
Where Zach Bond is getting interceptions, he's getting sacks, he's getting fumble recoveries. He's getting all these things. Moments, absolutely.
I understand my argument is a little bit like when they signed Nnamdi and he was so good because no one overthrew him.
Right.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's way better than Nnamdi.
Yeah. And I just think what he did last year, like Cooper gets more attention than him. Bond gets more attention than him. I think what he did last year is underappreciated. Zach Bond and him, to me, you want to say Zach Bond was better? Fine. I don't think that's a crazy statement. But I also think Quinyon was much closer to Zach Bond than you are acting.
Okay, I don't think so. 215-592-9494. We'll get to another Eagles thing right after I tell you. Yeah, if you do an hour with Elliot, you need a vacation, right?
Well, good news, you
need a place to go. If you've thought about getting a vacation house, maybe you thought about Jersey. I would recommend Delaware over Jersey. And I would also recommend going to my guy, the official realtor. He's been the official realtor of the Rights of Ricky Sanchez podcast for years now, Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E, out of Long and Foster. If you're going to buy a beach house, you need a good person in your corner. You know, it's tough to buy houses anywhere now. Jack can tell you that. And if you're going to look for a beach house in Delaware, you really need somebody good. Kasebe is the guy. He knows it in and out. And here's what you think, I can't afford it. What you do is, if you get the house, you rent it out for most of the summer. Those people are paying your mortgage. That way you have a beach house to go down to, and it's an investment as well. And again, you maybe you've tried before, you gave up because you couldn't get it done, Kasebe will get it done for you. Property taxes, way lower in Delaware than they are in Jersey as well. Jersey Shore, highest taxes nationwide. Delaware property taxes, very, very low. When you're ready to make the leap, you got to use my guy, Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him at 302-864-8643. Text him about this argument between us and Elliot.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
302-864-8643 or go to processrealtor.com. That is processrealtor.com.
And ask if he's on Team DeCam or Team Fritz.
Yeah. Oh, he better be on Team Fritz.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll text him.
Light up his phone.
If he's not Team Quinion, might not be able to use him.
Right.
Yeah, to take that in consideration.
So there was a story today that the Steelers are talking about trading T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt wants another contract. He's got 1 year, $21 million, I think, left.
Non-guaranteed
left on it. So, you know, it was this public, the Filippone thing?
He said it on our airways.
He said it on our airways. Okay. Andrew Filippone, I didn't know he was on with us, of our station in Pittsburgh, yeah, said that he thought that Nolan Smith and a late round pick would get you T.J. Watt, which, look, T.J. Watt is awesome. Ike went through the stats the other day. You look at T.J. Watt's stats and Myles Garrett's stats, they're like the same.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly better.
Yeah. Now, you would have to pay T.J. Watt, yeah. One would assume. Would you do that deal?
So, I think I would do it. I would do it.
And
I
would pay him.
And I would
pay
him. I would do it.
Wow.
Now, I don't think they will. So,
right.
I'm doing this thing for
they're colluding.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're colluding. Yeah. I'm doing positional previews leading up to training camp. Go Birds Pod, available on all the podcast platforms over the next week, right? And when I went over the defensive ends, I'm not going to lie, I got way more nervous when I went over it than maybe I've expressed
you originally thought.
On air.
I've only asked you 100 times.
Yeah, I'm saying I think you might have been on to something.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. If you look, I can admit when I'm wrong.
Okay.
I'm not wrong about
rare.
I'm not wrong about Wheeler, but yeah. I'm happy to admit
I was
when I'm
like,
wrong.
You're that psyched about yeah. Jalen.
Well, I think okay. I've almost said it so many times that I feel optimistic about him that I'm now assuming they're great players.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
If you look at the amount of snaps they played last year, I mean, Jalix Hunt played 350 snaps, yep. Something like that. He was barely out there. Nolan Smith was really, really good, but it was also only for 10 games. I would guess that of all the teams we would view as legit Super Bowl contenders, they probably have the least amount of snaps from their edges last year of any team. So while I am high on Nolan Smith, and it would definitely sting to give up on a talent like that, and I do think he's good for their locker room. I mean, T.J. Watt is way better than Nolan Smith.
It's not even in the same category.
And yeah. It makes everybody better. It makes Jalen Carter better. It makes Jalix Hunt better.
Oh my God.
T.J. Watt and Jalen Carter.
Oh my God.
Man.
And yeah. He's what, 30?
Yeah,
yeah, so still maybe got some good years left.
If you
in
give him $75 million guaranteed, and he's here for 3 years,
yep.
So I think it's got to be closer to 100.
Well, I'm just talking guaranteed. He would probably get more than that.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah. Okay.
I don't think they will do it. But I would trade Nolan Smith in a late round pick for TJ.
So Filippone clarified. He said he thought a third and Nolan Smith.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
A third.
Yeah, as long as it's not a first or a second. Yeah. I mean, they have 13 draft picks next year.
And they can't use all of them.
And they don't need them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Watt, where are they going to put them at? Yeah.
And they are a win now team. So while TJ Watt is not 26, 27, he's also not 34.
Right.
Like you can have him for, if you get two elite years out of, I mean, TJ Watt could realistically have more sacks in the next 2 years than Nolan Smith has in his Eagles career.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not crazy to think.
If he gets 30 sacks in the next 2 years.
Yeah. So, I would do it.
Wow.
Speaking of 30, he's had 30 the last 2 years.
There you go. There you go.
He's had 30 the last 2 years.
Now, Nolan did have 10 sacks, or I think it was 9 sacks in the final 10
with
or 11
games. The postseason and everything. Yeah.
Would you guys?
I would do it.
I would do it, yeah.
I just like, it makes me, I know this is the caricature of me at this point, but we lost a lot of talent on defense.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of players. Mm-hmm. And when you look into next year and you're like, who am I sure about? Like even Zach Bond, who I'm mostly sure about, I've only seen him do it for 1 year.
Right.
Mr. Zach Bond over there.
Well, no, 1 year. Same with Quinion.
Agreed.
Yeah, I've seen him do it for 1 year. All that. And the edge thing. Honestly, the edge thing made me nervous last year. And last year we had Josh Sweat. You know what I mean? And we lost him.
The other reason.
And we had BG.
The other point you've been making that might end up being correct is their depth is pretty bad. When you look at N'Kobe played almost 800 snaps last year. That's a lot of snaps to fill.
Yes.
With other, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, I think was overrated, but he did play a lot. They are counting on guys to take steps forward. And I think there's reason to believe they can, but it's asking, when you go through the 90-man roster and you look position by position, which I'm doing on the Go Birds pod, available on all platforms, you can see the lack of experience they have.
Yeah,
well, it really stands out.
They're counting on guys who couldn't even get on the field last year.
Yeah.
Like that. That's the thing that worries me about Kelee Ringo is that when, and I understand all of the circumstances, but when Slay went down, it was Isaiah Rodgers.
Yeah.
And when,
when Chauncey went down, it was Tristan McCollum.
Yep.
And N'Kobe went down, it was Oren Burks.
Right. And now we have Junior in there or whoever. So, and these rookies, I haven't seen them. There's just a lot of ifs for a team that won a Super Bowl with a number one defense last year.
Well, the other concern I think is fair to have going into next season is we talk so much about how much Saquon played. He, all the touches, all that. Jalen Carter played, what is that, 1,000 snaps or something crazy, 800-something snaps?
Second most of any defensive line player, I think, in the league.
He had 75 hurries last year. That's the most a defensive tackle has had for the Eagles since Fletcher in, I think, 2018. Jalen could take a step back. I'm just, he played a lot last year to all of a sudden be like, he's definitely going to be that.
He did.
No, I'm still on TJ.
Okay.
I'm still on TJ. I mean, we literally went bonkers about Myles Garrett.
Yes.
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
TJ's the better player. Just from a stats point.
Yeah.
He's put up better numbers. They came in the same year.
Yep.
They got the same awards, same accolades, defensive player of the year, all that stuff. I'm just saying, one guy has 102, other guy has 108. Here's the one thing that I'm looking at. Forced fumbles. TJ Watt, 33 forced fumbles to Myles Garrett's 20.
Over how many years?
Both 8 years.
Wow. It's a lot.
Like they both played the same amount of years.
Would you trade Nolan in a first?
Nolan in a first. That's a lot because I got to get a first and the money and Nolan.
Yeah, the
that's
money
a lot.
Is.
That's a lot.
I don't think the Steelers are going to trade him. Maybe I'll be wrong, but it would be weird to sign Aaron Rodgers, Darius Slay,
TJ,
all these old guys, and then.
But I think what they were maybe hoping is,
and DK Metcalf.
Yeah, we'll go all in this year. And if it doesn't work, maybe we reset. You give a 30-year-old defensive end $100 million, all of a sudden that reset becomes a lot more difficult. And DK Metcalf's younger, right? He's 27,
yeah, he's on the younger
26.
Side. But now, I don't know if the Steelers are run as well as they have been in past years. Like when Ike brought up they haven't won a playoff game in 9 years or whatever, that's pretty crazy. But would it worry you at all that they're willing to move on from TJ?
This seems to happen in football.
I mean, he's not that old. He's super productive. He was drafted there. I mean, it's not.
It makes you worry because the Steelers don't usually do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only time they actually have done it, it didn't turn out to hurt them, but they did let a guy go in the prime. That was Antonio Brown.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was crazy as hell.
I was going to say that. They recognized
that. Yeah, they recognized that, and that don't seem to be an issue with TJ. Yeah, 30 years old, man. I certainly would consider
it. Is he 30 all year? Or is he 31?
That's a good question. You know, like I don't know when the birthday is. I do not have his birthday in
here. All right, fair enough.
By the way, officially, Phillies game canceled tonight.
Okay.
So if you're on your way down, turn around.
Head back.
105 and 615 tomorrow.
105. Oh, so it was supposed to be what, 220 tomorrow, I thought, the first game?
I think it was.
Or was it? Oh, no, it was a 105 game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
105.
He might already
be
30. He played it 30
last year. So split doubleheader.
So how old is he now?
That's what I'm saying. He might already be 31. I don't even know.
All right, we keep.
So a split doubleheader tomorrow, yeah.
Split doubleheader.
What happened?
We lost you.
You're
to
so
TJ Watland.
Yeah.
We had a whole conversation about the Phillies game getting canceled. You just weren't
I'm still
even
over
there.
Here with TJ. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, so we need to get this done. Yeah. We need to do this.
TJ turns 31 October 11th.
Oh, man, he's a
man,
Libra.
He's old.
Yeah, it's right there.
Look
with
at
me
you.
And Bryce.
No, are you a Libra?
Yeah.
I was about to say, knowing that is
pretty
crazy.
That's why he knows. Yeah.
I don't know any other signs, but yes, I know that one.
Like he's a Sagittarius.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a good segment, by the way. Just astrology.
You
with,
can name them all?
No.
No, yeah, I couldn't either.
No. I know the Pisces,
I probably
Leo.
No, it depends
Scorpio,
on how long it would take me to name all. Leo, yeah. Scorpio, Sagittarius.
Could you name all the capitals?
Well, Buzz is naming all the capitals.
Oh, dude, Buzz is Mr. Capital over there.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, he needs to be Mr. Make sure people are ready to talk.
Him and Angelina Pisces? Both locked in Pisces? On the capitals.
Yeah, good. They're locked in on the right stuff those days.
Taurus.
All right.
Wait, what one was that?
Taurus.
Yeah, my dad was Taurus.
That's May.
Yeah.
Pisces is March and April.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Aquarius is January, February.
What's a Cancer? Cancer is what?
Cancer
one?
Is in there somewhere.
All right. We're breaking.
Okay.
You can get the Go Birds pod. You told me to tell you.
Right. That's all you got to do.
Okay. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Comes out every single day. Go Birds Daily.
Won't see you guys for 2 weeks.
Awesome.
I'm out all next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's BS.
What are we take off.
Yeah. What are we doing on Tuesday then?
I was actually thinking of voice recording a take and sending it to you guys.
You should give us one take.
Yeah,
give
I think I might. Yeah.
We could do AI Elliot.
Oh.
So you're not going to be in the day before we do the big.
I can't even go to baseball. I'm sad.
Oh, wow.
I know. But I'll be rooting for you, buddy.
So speaking of Jack, coming up next, we are going to talk to Jack's high school golf coach. Coach Paris, the head golf coach at Ruston, to find out if he was
he was disappointed.
Find out if he was a head case back then, too.
He'd seen that before.
Yep. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.